A magical adventure in the woods is reaching a milestone. Forestival, a family-friendly festival celebrating art and nature presented by a studio in the woods, is turning 10. It will take place this year, but in a uniquely reimagined way due to the pandemic. Managing Director Aimé Rogan joins us by phone with details. Hello, Aimé.
Hello, Diane. So good to be here.
It's very cool that you're able to hold this event this year. What will the experience be as we practice social distancing?
Well, we had to get creative, like everyone, and we decided to bring Forestival to town. And what that looks like is bringing the music, the kids' activities, the woods, and the art in some way, shape, or form to people either in their homes or through experiences they can have in the city. So things that come to your house, either in your inbox, we'll be sending a digital song for everyone who is a part of Forestival that was specially created and performed here at studio by our current residents, Che and Keith Slaughter. And then you can receive by mail a few different items, but one of special note is a broadside of a poem written by former resident Jeffrey Derensburg. And Jeffrey is a tribal member of the Atakapa Ishak Nation, which is in southwest Louisiana. And the poem is actually written in Ishikoi, which is the sleeping language of that tribe. It will be printed on special graph paper by Southern Letterpress. And it's a real treat, something very different to arrive in your mail. One of the things you can have hand-delivered to your home are all the elements of our very popular clay forest. That'll include clay and string and branches and all the things that you would need to be a part of the communal clay activity that happens in our studio for every forest room. So this 10th year, we'll be doing it differently. You can do it at home. Send us photos and we'll put them up in our online gallery. And if you're feeling frisky and want to go out and explore the city, you can sign up for our scavenger hunt, and that will take place on November 14th. That'll be an opportunity to find all the elements of the bottomland hardwood forest in the city. It'll be scaled to people's capacity, so you can do it by bike or car or foot. It'll be kid-friendly with treats and prizes, and everyone will get a map and instructions at the start. So that'll be the day of. And then another opportunity we're offering, people can sign up for an outdoor experimental performance done by former residents Monique Verdin, Nick Sly, and their collaborator Jeff Becker, who've all been working on a piece about adaptations, water, and the river, and the future of how we live in New Orleans. And that performance will be on December 12th and limited to 75 people to maintain social distance.
And is that going to be physically at a studio in the woods?
None of this will be physically at a studio in the woods. Once you log on to our website, you can get all the details on how to build your own festival. You can mix and match these experiences, and you'll get instructions of where to go or how to participate once you've signed up. We're sending people to different places within the city to have all kind of different adventures.
Now, tell us a little bit about A Studio in the Woods. This is a program of Tulane University?
That's right. And we are located in the bottomland hardwood forest on the Mississippi River on the West Bank. We were conceived and continue to support artists and to support them particularly by providing them time and resource to do creative work. We need artists now more than we ever need artists. They're vital. We need them to be dreaming and creating and visioning solutions for the pressing issues of our age. And boy, do we have them pressing on us right now. So this is an opportunity to not only see and hear from some of those artists, but to also support that really necessary and valuable resource for them.
Now, what makes this wooded area unique?
What makes it unique is it's protected. We are actually in New Orleans, and there's a variety of trees here that have been conserved and also researched. We have a botanist on our staff who's been researching the changes of our forest and the impact of hurricanes and has created quite a bit of data around the impact of storms and how these forests are necessary for us as part of our whole ecosystem here in South Louisiana.
How do you hope this Build Your Own Adventure will help us cope with the stress of the pandemic?
I think we're finding that the arts in all its many forms in nature are things that do help us cope with stress and help us see things from a different perspective and help us take a little bit deeper breath and be able to be nourished and carry on.
A Studio in the Woods, Managing Director and Forestival Spokeswoman, Amy Rogan. Thanks.
Thank you, Diane.
Forestival, a celebration of art and nature, will take place on and around November 14th. More info is available online at astudiointhewoods.org.